welcome back to it here on a Wednesday. You know, a lot of folks just disappear this kind of year. Don't know what happens to them. They're gone for 3 or 4 days, and they come back, and they've got, well, frankly, they've got blood under their fingernails and this hazed over look in their eyes. They've been to deer camp. Sometimes they look broke because they lost all their money to their friends in a poker game at midnight, but it happens. My next guest has been there. He's a travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for losing the most money in deer camp in a single hour. Ron Rademacher, everybody. There he is.
Yes, and there I am. And how did you know about me holding that record? Did Farm Marker Freddie spill the beans?
Just a guess.
He's the one, he cleaned my clock this year up at camp.
Was your clock dirty?
My clock was dirty. Now my wallet is empty. Farm Market is headed down with his buck. He's going to go spend the money on the taxidermist.
There you go.
So he's my buddy, Farm Market Freddy there.
Good. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Have you been to deer camp?
I have been to deer camp. Yeah, I have been, and I'm back now so I can talk to you. It has been slow up here. They're not getting a lot of deer, but it's been raining. Now, today it's nice and cold and clear skies. Maybe the deer will be moving around. So we hope for the best.
All right. Great. And I have cleaned up, of course.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
And I suppose Ivy got hers the first morning, eh?
You know, Ivy got hers the first morning in her dream. She says, you know, it's raining, it's windy, it's lousy. This bed is awfully nice. I said, all right.
All right. It happens. It happens to the best. So hopefully she'll get out there and bring home some bacon.
We're fine. We filled a lot of tags. I did, anyhow. In a couple of days. No, boys. You know, I'm not. I don't take the little bucks ever. I just let them go. Unless I see one that's maybe, you know, wounded in some way. Otherwise,
I just let them go. That's commendable. And more people should do that. Let the little ones go by. They can grow.
Correct.
And, yeah. So, yep, there you have it.
There you go. Anyhow, so what do you got for me today?
Well, I just got a couple of quick things we're going to talk about. Since it's deer season, we are going to talk about the best buck poles in general stores around. But I have two follow-ups I have to do. I was asked to find out where the first Vietnam Veterans Memorial was in the United States. That's the Dogwood Memorial in Charlottesville, Virginia, 1966. So I did not know that from before, so I'm glad you sent me on that quest.
There you go. Now,
and
we know,
there's another event that we celebrate today, November 18th. I sent you the note, and there was a hint it happened in 1928. Did you find out what that is?
I
were probably busy.
My dog ate my homework.
Yeah. Today is Mickey Mouse's birthday.
Oh. All right.
So ordinarily we would be celebrating that, but Comrade Whitmer probably shut down Disneyland too, so you can't go celebrate.
Right. Well, Gavin Newsom would shut down Disneyland, but then he'd go party in Hawaii. So
yeah, without a doubt. So buck poles, yeah, you know, this goes way back to when I was growing up. In fact, Abe Lincoln and I used to go to see the buck poles. But people used to be a big tradition. I don't know if people do it that much anymore. But
they do.
Everybody would get the opening day would come, and then Sunday would come, and people would. But they would go opening day, whatever day of the week it was, get all dressed up and drive to the nearest general store to see what kind of bucks were hanging up there. And, man, you would see some big ones. So the first one in the Upper Peninsula is in dispute. If any of your listeners know, some people say it was at the Nama General Store. Other people say it was at the general store in Strong. So that is in dispute is where to be. First buck pole in the Upper Peninsula was. Strong.
Strong.
Strongs. Strongs.
I got it.
It was one of the first towns you would get to when you would get across the bridge back in those days where there was lots of state land to go hunting, and it's a little dinky town. Still is. So we don't know where that one is, so we're looking for that. The oldest one in northern Michigan that we know of is in Indian River, and they're still doing it. Pat and Gary's General Store. They're still doing it. It's been 60 years now that they've been doing a buck poll there. So if you want to get around and see that, they got a great hunting and fishing store. You can get all the supplies you need. And they are open, but you do have to wear a mask. Not out by the deer, though. And no deer have to wear a mask, by the way. You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm reading about the biggest buck taken in Michigan here. I'm looking at your notes here. I don't know if that's true. It might be the biggest non-typical.
That's the best information I could find. That was also sent to me when I was checking with a couple of people. I have a buddy who's a bow hunter, and he said that was Corey Memory got a 227-inch buck back in 2018 bow hunting. So that's the best information we have. If somebody wants to let me know what the bigger one was, we'd sure like to know about it so we can give a shout out to those people. It wasn't you, was it, Steve?
It was not me. No, no. I'm looking to see, you know, what we've got here.
I'm sure I missed the biggest buck at some point because I missed more than one.
Well, I've missed a lot of deer, that's for sure.
Yeah, some people say the oldest buck poll was actually in southern Michigan, down in Brooklyn, because people from Ohio would, in other foreign countries would come up to Michigan to hunt.
Clearly, Ohio is a foreign country. That's correct. Go on.
Yeah, no question about that. And anything north of U.S. 12 was considered the wilderness, full of wolverines and giant bucks, so they'd all get up to Brooklyn. But I couldn't find anything that's been there for more than 30 years, which was at Newton Sporting Goods. So there's a lot of mysteries this week that we only have some facts. I do know where the newest buck poll was, and that's in Falmouth. If you're ever near there, go by Ebel's General Store. These people have just put together an incredible old-time country store with everything, and they process deer there. They make a lot of their own meats. Just a great place. And last year was the first year that they had a buck poll. So
now sit tight, Ron, because you've done it to me again. You've run me into the wall, and because I have great sympathy for you, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back for two more minutes of Ron Rademacher after this.
I'm so excited.
I've got to fact check you, and then I run into problems, you see. Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
All right.